This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Wanted to show this video to you because it is offensive to me, and I'm going to tee this up, and I want you to contemplate what you just heard during the break. What did you just hear from the break? You just heard during that break, you heard Rand Paul complaining. That's all he's been doing. Rand Paul is controlled opposition, just like the rest of them, just like Jim Jordan. I go down this list quite a bit. Jason Chaffetz, Matt Gaetz, I'm thinking of Boebert. I'm thinking of the other lady, and I can see him in my face, right in front of my face, my mind's eye right now, but they fail to remember me. The way that you know that they're controlled opposition is this. Where's the justice? Where is it? Americans need justice. These people are set up to put you to sleep. We call them a great American appeasers. Rand Paul is one of them. You just heard during the break Rand Paul talking about how they're forcing kids to get up to 3 shots now. By the way, they're not forcing anybody to do anything. Don't tell me they're forcing you to do anything. Because you can stand up in force and say, you better get off me. Because you don't have the law to enforce that. There's no lawful order given outside of an executive order, which is not congruent, again, with the Constitution. What is Rand Paul doing? Appeasing you. A couple weeks ago, we played a video of someone taking the time to highlight the hypocrisies of Rand Paul and his wife. And if you haven't heard this, you need to listen to what I'm going to tell you. Rand Paul sold you as one of the good guys, isn't he? Just like the rest of them that do nothing when it comes to justice, which guards your liberties. Isaiah 26, verse 9. This is what you need to hear. As Rand Paul is being highlighted on conservative news as a freedom fighter, grilling Anthony Fauci for his lies, guess what Rand Paul's doing online? He's fleecing the people for millions of dollars, and he's getting it because those people don't realize he's already getting paid to do his job that he's not doing. But while he's grilling Anthony Fauci, calling him out for lies and for contempt concerning congressional hearings, there's no justice. This has been going on for 3 years now. Now he's doing another fleece. His wife is behind the backs of the American people buying stock into Remdesivir. Remdesivir was an incentive given by the given to the hospitals to make sure that people that were brought into the hospital were put on Remdesivir. 75 to 80% of the people that were on it died. Okay, this is what Rand Paul's wife was doing. We played the video for you. As a matter of fact, some of the useful idiots in the Mockingbird media, the mainstream media, took the time to actually call him out for being a hypocrite. He is a hypocrite. Now look at this, okay? This is what Rand Paul's saying to you again. He wants you to believe him. That's what he wants you to believe. Here it is. DailyCaller.com, Americans, he said, be damned. Now, I don't know if he meant that in a righteous sense or in an unrighteous sense, but he said it, okay? So I'm saying it in the righteous sense because I'm bringing it to the light what he said. Rand Paul goes ballistic on Senate floor. I don't care how ballistic he goes on Senate floor. I don't care how he's grilling Anthony Fauci. I want justice. Because until justice is brought upon the heads of the likes of an Anthony Fauci, a Bill Gates, this is going to continue on. And that's exactly what's going on. This is nothing more than a dog and a pony show, friends. Rand Paul, the headline, Rand Paul goes ballistic on Senate floor over vaccine mask rules. No, no, no. He's trying to give you the impression that they have the authority to do it. No, they don't. And if they do, show me where it is. That's what they'll never show you. Because they have no lawful authority to do it whatsoever. So when an employer tells you, you better get your shot out or you're going to lose your job, then I say to you, you have no lawful authority to do that. You're threatening me with my job. Okay, and the Bible talks about it being a curse too. Matter of fact, I better give you that reference. And I believe it is found, and I'm going there right now. It says in Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, I knew it was Deuteronomy. What does it say? No man shall take neither of the upper millstones to pledge, for he taketh the man's life to pledge. In other words, you don't take away the tools for a man to make a living to support his family. Because for a man to work is what the Lord told him to do. And for another man to pull away what God commanded him to do, that brings a curse. Yep, it brings a curse on both sides if obeyed. But what happens when the man stands up and says, you're not going to do that, and if you do that, I'm going to take you to task. Okay? Oh, and on top of that, if you haven't been paying attention over the last couple of weeks, we had a Mrs. Wadsack out of Arizona. She's a senator, first-term senator in Arizona, that actually proposed the bill to put the kibosh on what the Supreme Court did during the pandemic. You want to hear this, believe me. Did you know who told and basically gave the stand-down order to all the attorneys in the United States of America in defending anybody that was violated by the experimental jab? Did you know that it was the Supreme Court that told the attorneys across the country that if you dare stand up and defend anybody against us, is really what they're saying, you're going to be threatened with the loss of your license. And so guess what all the attorneys did? They obeyed administrative law rather than constitutional law. Why? Because they're sworn to the bar. Hey, folks, how ignorant are many of these attorneys? When asked, there was over 400 attorneys that were asked the question as to what is the premise? Where did American law come from? Out of the 400 individuals, not one of them could answer it. Law comes from God. Folks, that's why you see Moses in the Ten Commandments on your buildings. That's why you see every state's preamble start out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why you see your politicians, right, put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the laws. That's where it comes from. Our rights come from God. They do not come from the generosity of the state, said Kennedy back in the 60s. See, this is why people are being taken, friends. They don't know their own history. But it was the Supreme Court telling the attorneys to stand down. And the attorneys, no wonder why they were woed by Jesus, Matthew 23. They stood down. They didn't defend the people. It wasn't theirs to defend. This is an attack on the American people. This is an attack going on a global basis, and it's coming from your government. This is not a foreign government doing this to you, friends. And going back to that of the likes of a Rand Paul, figure him out, friends. Where's the justice? Where's the justice? I got another fleece from Jim Jordan, one just like him, a great American appeaser. Another fleece asking for more money. I'm not making it up. You can't make it up. Folks, I'll show you on the other side. I'm going to play that video, too, that I promised that I'd get to right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Just getting really frustrated with the establishment establishing more of the establishment. We have an establishment in government because we have an establishment in the church. It first starts with the church. Okay? And what I was just highlighting is the fact that Rand Paul is controlled opposition. He's just, hey folks, he's just had enough of this mask mandate and all of this other nonsense, unconstitutional nonsense going on. But folks, the show goes on. The show must go on. Rand Paul goes ballistic on Senate floor over vaccine mask rules. There's no such thing. Why? Because they don't have the authority to do it. What don't you understand about that? Your compliance is what is encouraging and adding more strength to the tyrannical acts in which they're implementing upon you. That's called enslavement. Okay? And then I was talking about Rand Paul, and then I just, you know, Matt Gaetz is another one of them. And then I was thinking about Boebert out of Colorado, and then I was thinking about Gaetz, and then I was thinking about all these others. Trey Gowdy was another one. Daryl Issa was another one of them. They're all put up to appease you. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And then I even brought up Jim Jordan, and this is what I just got from Jim Jordan. Now, listen to the talking points. This is how many years later, okay? He said, this is what he's doing. Him as a congressional oversight, okay? His job is to bring to the Department of Justice charges concerning the people that he's interrogating. Okay? Is that what he's doing? No. He's telling you what the problem is. They spy on our campaigns. What have you done about it, Jimmy? Nothing. They censor our voices. Yep. What have you done about it, Jimmy? Nothing. They harass concerned parents. Oh, as if to suggest they have an authority to do that. That's why the FBI is equated to what? American version of the Gestapo, like that of the CIA. I didn't say that. That's a national poll. 74% of the people believe the FBI is used as a political battering ram to browbeat Joe Biden's opposition. Joe Biden is no more than friends, a stand-in. That's all he is, okay? You know as well as I do, he's not giving the orders. He's taking them and then relaying them to you as if to suggest he is the president, which he's not. And you know he's not. Jim Jordan said they target Americans first, patriots like you. What have you done about it, Jimmy? Nothing. Then they indicted President Trump. Give me a break. Trump is not going to be charged. By the way, Donald Trump came out 3 weeks after I said he's not going to be charged. And what did he say? I'm not going to jail. Of course he's not going to jail. This is all distraction. Right? That's all this is. Hey, friends, my weekend friends, forget about, do your best to forget about the 900 to 1,000 other presidential candidates that are given to you that are completely being censored. They're out of sight and out of mind. And why? Because the mainstream media does not want you to have legitimate contenders to choose from. They want you to pick from Donald Trump or they want you to pick from Joe Biden, who has never in a million years voted in by the American people. And you know it. And you know it. Let me go back to this to show you what this is all about, and then I'm going to show you a video. So I clicked onto Jim Jordan's little fleece. Let's drain the swamp, right? And what is it? It leads right to, well, give 25, give 50, give 100, give 250, give 500, give 1,000, give 3,300 or others. Why? It's the same talking points, Americans. Year after year, it's the same thing. And let me ask you, if your system of thinking is right, then why are things getting worse rather than better? What has all of that money done for you? Furthermore, they're already getting paid to do their job that they're not doing. I just got one from that of Rand Paul, too. Okay? But you got to keep in mind, Rand Paul has just had it. He's tired. Rand Paul, man, Paulie's going ballistic on the Senate floor over the vaccine mask rules. Is he telling the American people it's not constitutional? Nope. Nope. He wants to keep it going so he can keep making more money off of these emergencies, right? That's what they're doing. Americans, every one of them, needs to be taken to lawful task. Rand Paul, for the record, we've tried to reach out to him several times through a friend of Rand Paul's. Rand Paul avoids me like a plague. And if I was Rand Paul, I would avoid me like a plague, too. Another one is Mike Lindell. Why? Because I'll ask real questions. I'll hold lawful questions. If anybody's heard on this show me talking to those that are representatives or those that are going to be or running for the opportunity to be a representative, when I talk constitutional law with them, 9 times out of 10, what happens? They're lost because they don't know the Constitution that they promised that they would uphold or the one that they would uphold had they won office. So Mike Lindell, this is coming firsthand from a friend that was running for lieutenant governor in a certain state that's friends with the one that does booking, Brandon House, for Michael Lindell, who's from Minneapolis, I'm from Minnesota, who was given the stand-down order on having Mike on Bradley's show. And I also have another friend named Pete Santilli, I should say an acquaintance, Pete Santilli's show, who's supposed to be friends with Mike, but for some reason or another, Mike must have a lot of respect for Pete Santilli, so much so that he won't even jump on Bradley Dean's show. Why won't they jump on the show? Because I hold to the Word of God and the Constitution. Do you see how this works? Now, if the politicians were all doing this, friends, you wouldn't be in the predicament that you're in right now. This is what I'm trying to get people to think of. Why isn't, and again, I'm going to show you this video, why isn't Rand Paul telling the American people that this is completely illegal, these vaccines, and they're optional? Why is he telling the American people that these mask rules, how come he's not telling the people, I'm sorry, why isn't he telling the American people that they're completely unconstitutional? Furthermore, the manufacturers of these masks tell you they don't work, and even if they did, it's not for the government to tell me I need to wear one anyways. They work for me. I don't work for them. See, and until people start acting that way, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing. Shame on those that are complying. No. No, we're not complying. I'm going to hopefully get to a couple more things here. I want to play this video, and I want you to listen to it carefully because this is what you're hearing, and you're going to hear more of it if you keep complying, okay? And it's more important to hear the audio than it is the video. But I'll do both for your sakes. Check this out. Tell me if this sounds familiar.
It's for the greater good. We need you to close your business, just for a short time. It's for the greater good.
Hey, can
we need you
to
stay home just
bit?
A little bit longer than 2 weeks. It's for the greater
good. It's always for the greater good. That's communism.
We need you to wear this on your face. It's for the greater good. We need you to wear two of these on your face. It's for the greater good. We need you to inject this into your body. It's for the greater good. We need you to spend the holidays alone. It's for the greater good. You must inject this into your body if you want to feed your family. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop eating that. It's not good for the environment. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop driving your car and flying. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop heating your home so often. It's for the greater good. We need you to stop saying that. It's hurting some people's feelings. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop having children. It's not good for the planet. This is for the greater good. We need you to stop talking about your faith. It's offending people. This is for the greater good. We need to separate you from your children because you're not complying. This is for the greater good. We need to hold you in a facility for a little while for not cooperating. This is for the greater good.
So you seeing that, folks? You hearing this? I always revert back to this because it just agitates me to no end. Do you see why they censor Bradley Dean? You see why they're censoring the Sons of Liberty, friends? Because they hate the law. They hate the Word of God. Oh, that's great. We're not asking for the devil's permission to obey God here, rest assured. And don't tell me I'm throwing my weight around. I'm throwing his weight around. People don't realize that Christ died to wash away your sin, not to prop it up under some guise of, well, we have to, because they said, well, just keep in mind, it's that same government that said it was okay for you to murder 70 million babies, too. And the American people let them do it. Now it's coming to your front door, isn't it, Americans? It is, just like I said it would. Why? Because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Right? He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. And remember 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings, when Josiah did all that the Lord requested him to do, and the Lord said back, but for the innocent blood that was shed, I will not pardon. How do you set the record straight in the face of God? Read 35 verse 33 of Numbers. 35, 33. This is where things are going, Americans. I'm not changing a thing concerning the way I live my life by the grace of God. Okay? They are. And it's time to hold these criminals accountable for their crimes. We'll be right back. I want to take it to another level concerning some of the things that I was just talking about. Be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 1,000 people were killed and hundreds injured in an earthquake that rocked Morocco. The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, I'd be living the life of Riley. I'd be living a beautiful life. They wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump is calling it interference in the electoral process. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cool. Okay, so yesterday, as a matter of fact, I said this is not a foreign government doing this to you. I mean, folks, you got to make the difference between dissent and sedition. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's a lot of people right now that are behind bars for simply showing up at January 6th, which they had every right in the world to do. Okay, I don't know anything about the Proud Boys, but I can imagine that they were there looking to enforce the law, I would hope. Okay, same thing with Oath Keepers. I knew some of these guys at a distance. I mean, it's not like if I ran up to them, I could say, hey, what's going on, buddy? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I knew who they were. Oath Keepers, both the heads of those organizations are now in jail. Yesterday, Proud Boys, or was it the day before, the leader of that organization was thrown into jail for 22 years. There is 950 that were incarcerated for simply being there on January 6th as they were allured by Donald Trump, led, and then they were entrapped, and then they were accused of the crimes of the paid provocateurs that came in on the buses. We all know this. We have it all on video, but yet they're being thrown in jail. Now, do you think that's a good place for 329.5 million people to sit down and allow this to happen concerning less than 1.7% of the population? I wish someone could answer this. Americans, 1-866-582-9933. Why do Americans, if you're one of them, why is it that you tolerate this? You act like this is American government. What law is it that they're referencing to throw all those people in? Because that's all we have is conjecture. in pure what? Speculation and accusation coming from corrupt politicians accusing them of crimes, and you believe them. So much so that many sat down and allowed these said lawyers to go ahead and accuse them of crimes and throw them in jail. Is that American government? Absolutely not. We have a First Amendment. And what of all the FBI informants, what of these paid provocateurs that are on video that were creating these crimes only to accuse the innocent? Folks, again, if you don't know who I am, go to Bradley Dean, do a Google search on You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, and look at all of the things that they've accused me of. And not a one of them, they can't even get my name right. They can't even get what instrument I play right. I've been accused of everything of except of what I'm guilty of. And they threw it out there, and they got away with it. As a matter of fact, just recently, here, I might show you this. This is something for you to see. Just recently, Facebook had sent to one of my friends, because I did an article on exposing the 90 communists on video, the 90 communists that are being transported into and imported into Michigan under the guise of operating a battery, a company that obviously creates batteries, right? Here, I'm looking for this right now, and I want you to see it for yourself concerning what they accuse me of. But I did an article showing you that these Chinese individuals are in fact responsible for swearing an oath to uphold communism before they actually were imported into America. And then I highlighted the crimes of these Muslims in North Dakota who meant to commit mass murder, and he was shot down by the police officers after he killed a couple of them. And somehow or another, the and I'm not making this up, folks. I'm really, truly not. Somehow or another, and I'm looking for this right now on live radio, I was accused by Facebook after sending that article over. I was accused of being a dangerous organization and a dangerous individual. Of course I'm dangerous. What am I dangerous? How is it that they equated me or defined me as being dangerous? Well, because I'm telling you what exposes them. Do you understand how this works, folks? This is what they're doing. And Americans are giving them more room to operate in because they're still not. As a matter of fact, you can see it on screen right now. I just pulled up the article. It's right here. Dangerous individual and organization. So, with that said, what I did is I sent this over to our attorneys because everything they do, and it's not just them online, because we know these are former FBI, former CIA, that are vetting websites like mine, CIA operations like Snopes, and other fact-checkers that are former CNN employees. This is all factual information that are vetting our information, okay? And the information they don't want you to see is the information that we're constantly giving you here, friends. Again, making reference to the Word of God and making reference to the Constitution. Well, they decided to go ahead and say, well, Bradley Dean is a dangerous individual and a dangerous organization. Praise God. Good. Never live your life where they're not afraid of you, friends. But I'm standing on the side of the law. Who's breaking the law here? Me or them? They are. Of course they are. They're subversive to American government. You now have your fact checkers making sure that you don't know that you're under attack within the United States of America as they import Chinese nationalists to Michigan. We're getting information now that New York is being overwhelmed by dangerous criminals obviously in New York. Matter of fact, I want to show this to you really quick, friends. I'm just vetting all this information I have as I have you up right now. I wrote an article on September 8th. What would you expect from those who are illegally coming into America? That is until it happens to them, right? Well, then I took this article, and it's called SecureAmericaNow.com. And they reported that a migrant was arrested six times for 14 crimes in the first 2 months in New York City. New York is now reporting saying that these illegals coming into New York are going to destroy the city. That's the design. That's the whole purpose. And why are they coming into America? Is because your said representatives are alluring them into those cities on your dime. I can say this until I'm blue in the face, but you must listen to what I'm saying to you. It's your said representatives doing this to you, okay? I also took the time to show you the mayors that were responsible for this. And I also took the time, and I'm going to show you this right now. Here's the SecureAmericanNow.org, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Migrant arrested 6 times for 14 crimes in first 2 months in New York City. Okay, and then I wanted to show you, as a matter of fact, even in Germany, they had a male teen that was continuously raped for hours by an Afghan migrant. Okay, if you didn't know about that, that's going on. But this is what I want you to see, just to show you and prove the point that this is not a foreign government doing this to you. As a matter of fact, since September 11th, a foreign government could have never dreamed of what your government has been allowed to do to you Americans under the guise of the Patriot Act, which is completely unconstitutional. Look at this. This is madness. This is one of the things that I said I was going to get to before the end of the show. Illinois Governor Pritzker, remember he just tried to disarm his people? And I told you that they were going to try to do this. They want to disarm you, and then they want to go ahead and bring the illegals in. Yep, to make you a prey before your enemies. You're hated, Americans, by countries all over the world because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries and plundering them. You want me to say that again? You're hated, Americans, by foreign countries who expected more of you than what you've delivered by allowing corrupt politicians in America to plunder their countries. They want back at you because of what you've allowed them to do to their countries. That's what's going on here. What do you think La Raza is all about? Why do you think the Muslims want to come in here and overwhelm the American system in conquering it? Well, why do you think that is? Because they hate you for what you've allowed our politicians to do to them. Look at this. Remember Pritzker tried to disarm. He said, I wanted to ban these certain weapons. One county stood up, and then 91 counties out of 101 counties said, no, we're not doing it. See how that works? They resisted. They said no. And mean what you say. Okay? So what did he do? Well, he just took it over the heads of the people, and Illinois Governor Pritzker signed a bill. I'm not making this up. This is treason. The very definition of treason is right. And not only is it in the People's White House, but it's coming from your governors all across. Minnesota has one too. Giving illegals license. Okay? Without any proof of anything. They're just alluring them here. And they're giving them your money. Okay? Illinois Governor Pritzker signs bill allowing non-citizens. That's what they said. They're not non-citizens. They're illegals. Which, if you want to call a non-U.S. citizen illegal, that's what they are. But Pritzker signed a bill somehow allowing non-U.S. citizens to become police officers. I'm still here. Can somebody tell me where this tyrant got the authority to do that? That, Americans, is the definition of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3. You are, it shouldn't even cross your mind as a question mark as, what should I do about it? Well, I'm going to tell you what you should do about it because our forefathers gave us provision. He's to be impeached and he is to be prosecuted. Just like the other 4 governors before him in Illinois that were thrown into prison for crimes against the people. And I always get this answer back from the American people, that will never happen. And I always got to remind you, it will never happen because of that. That which you've taken ear to, it will never happen because you'll never make it happen. Now, I'm not talking about being seditious. I'm not talking, hey, folks, make the difference between sedition and dissent. Dissent says no. Resistance says no, you're not doing that here. Sedition is creating a war against the said government. And if I might, take that thought that I just said to you and bring it back to the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Do you really think those guys were out to overthrow the government, or do you think that they were looking to implement lawful government? I bet you it was the latter and not the former. I'm going to take a quick break. Got some phone calls coming in. 1-866-582-9933. One more segment. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Mike Detmer, congressional candidate for Michigan's 8th District. You know, it seems like truth is in real short supply these days unless you know where to find it. And you can find it with my friend Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're not looking for truth, by all means, listen to somebody else.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I suspect this is probably a different Jeff from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
No, brother, it's the same Jeff.
I figured it was. What's going on?
I will try to talk plain and articulate better so that the Northerners can understand what I'm saying. The governor of New Mexico yesterday signed an executive order that repealed all open and concealed carry permits of the citizens in New Mexico, of certain counties in New Mexico, because of the so-called gun violence going on by the gangs and the illegals that she has allowed to enter into her, or him, yep, to allow into the state, by not closing the border between Mexico and New Mexico.
Yep. It's exactly what I'm talking about. They're creating domestic insurrection. If they would simply enforce the law, we wouldn't have the illegals here committing the crimes in the first place. People need to be aware of the fact that these illegals are bringing a lot of crime in with them. It's following them into America, and this is all by design.
Well, yeah, and I'm hoping that the citizens of New Mexico who do carry and have carry permits tell her to go pound sand.
Gee.
Because he does not have the authority.
Nope.
The carry permit is unconstitutional anyway because we have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves.
Yep.
So every patriot and every remnant of Christianity should be able should be out there with their weapons on their side saying, arrest me.
Yeah.
Let's fill the jails up with us.
Yeah.
Let's see how much you can do.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. What do you think January 6th was all about? They want to just go ahead and browbeat anybody that dares stands up against their tyranny. Like you said, Jeff, the New Mexico governor has no constitutional authority whatsoever to suspend the people's Second Amendment right. And this, I believe, is another test on the people to see how ignorant the people are in forfeiting their God-given rights. They're not taken away. They're forfeited. People need to make distinction because she is out of her mind, and she, again, is inciting domestic insurrection is what she's doing. She is begging for a response, and this is why I think the people really need to be careful as to the moves they make. They need to now impeach her and send the message that we're not going to put up with this, and if they just stand down, then they're going to get exactly what they deserve, and that applies to all of us, Jeff.
Well, that's right. Well, I know a lot of the sheriffs in New Mexico are in the posse with Mac, with Sheriff Mac.
Yep.
So I don't think that those sheriffs will be the first ones to stand up and say, nah, we're not going to do this here.
Yeah. Well, that's what needs to happen. But here, I want to say this, too, and I'm glad you brought this up, Jeff. It's like the Magna Carta. It's like divine interposition. Really, if people would pay attention to what Magna Carta was about, if they would pay attention to what they're looking for their sheriffs to do, which I agree with that wholeheartedly. But the fact of the matter is, if the people would self-govern themselves, they wouldn't need to depend upon the sheriff. They wouldn't need to depend upon something called Magna Carta back in 1215. They wouldn't need to rest in some authority to do for them that which God has commanded them to do. This is all happening because people want somebody to do for them what God has commanded them to do. And that's what we have to get back to.
Bradley, this is what our founding fathers understood that, and that's why they made us the greater magistrate. We are the greater magistrate, not the sheriffs, not the governors, not the representatives, not the president. We the people, we are the greater magistrate. By us allowing these lesser magistrates to do what they're doing, it's why we are in the position that we are in today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at this order right now, Jeff, and again, I'm glad you brought this up. Funny enough, and again, it's the Holy Ghost, but I was looking for that before you called in, and I couldn't find it until you said it, and when you said it, I pulled it up right away, and it's this is a perfect and a prime example of what I'm talking about. Where is she extracting this authority from? She's extracting this from the ignorance of the people that go along with her. And how do you show mercy to a people, Jeff, that don't help themselves? And that's why we are in the position that we're in. I'm going to give you the last minute, my friend.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's why we are here, because we do not understand. The American public did not understand what the founding fathers gave to us. They gave us the greater magistrate. We are the ones who control what these lesser magistrates do. And when we, as the greater magistrates, step back and let them do what they do, we have no one to blame but ourselves, because we're the ones who have allowed this to happen.
Amen.
And our posterity is going to pay for what we do at this time.
Amen.
And I'll leave it at that, brother.
Thank you, Jeff. And by the way, thanks for calling in and bringing that back up again, because that was one of the points that I was going to hit, and you did it for me, so thank you. Friends, read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. I got about 4 minutes left before I'm done for the day. I do want to say this. Don't forget to order your book, okay? Only have 1,000 of them. You'll have your orders in 3 to 5 days. It's called Soldiers of the Cross. You're going to love the book, I hope. And it's all predicated on and premised upon the Word of God. But with that said, friends, I had somebody today, just out of nowhere, send me this. It's not for the church to bring heaven down to earth, to bring the kingdom to earth. That is a false teaching, a cult. Jan Markell is well versed on this. There's a name for this cult, but it escapes me right now. Yep, first of all, and I'm not woman bashing, but the Bible tells us in Corinthians that the woman is to remain silent in the church and to learn from her husband at home. This is exactly why. Because the likes of Jan Markell, and I'm not personally have an issue with her, but she has no business in the church whatsoever, convey this to her for me, and I do this out of correction and out of love and admonition that she better be careful with what she's doing. But to suggest that his will not be done on this earth as it is in heaven, you better go back from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation and tell every one of them that they did it wrong. Because that's exactly what the church is called to be. Listen to this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Okay, Matthew 6, verse 9, 10, and 11. Where's this individual getting this information from? Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And in Luke 10, 19, he gives us all power and authority over the works of the enemy. And the Bible tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Folks, it's these kind of people that are in the body of Christ that have no business there. It's heretical. It's unbiblical, and people need to get it right, friends. Get back in the Word for yourself and understand what the Word says for yourself so you know for yourself as to what it says. And do what it says. Faith without works is dead, James 2, 14 through 26. Charles Spurgeon was right when he said this. By the way, Spurgeon, back in the 1700s, if the government was out of line, he would take all of his members and they would go out in the street and protest the government. Okay, government, again, works for us. We don't work for them in this country. But he said, a church that does not exist to reclaim heathenism, to seek and save that which is lost, to fight off evil, right? 6:12 of Ephesians. To destroy error. That's what we're called to do. Our love does not overlook error. It corrects it. To put down falsehood, right? We're to reprove darkness by being the light. Ephesians 5:11. A church that does not exist to take the side of the poor, those that lack the righteousness of Christ, to denounce injustice, hello, and to uphold righteousness through judgment, Isaiah 51, verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 9, in the opposite way, is a church that has no right to be. Hey, Americans, don't call yourself a Christian if you bend the knee. Because we know from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3 that if you don't bow, you don't burn. And if you hold to the course of the Word of God, though you might be tried by fire, and you probably will be, remember, because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And it was also the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that was proclaimed throughout all the earth and all the land during that particular time, that their God was God. And the only way that that happened is when they stood the test of time. Remember, friends, Christians, you're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, Hebrews 1:7. And if you're going to preach, you better understand, if you're going to bring the fire, you're going to be tried by the fire that you bring. Okay? You must endure the flame. That's what we're called to do. Is it fun? Nope, it's not fun. But it's not about fun. It's about His glory. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.